Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Some of us older listeners will remember watching parents drag their children to the dental chair with the little tykes kicking and screaming. Things have changed a whole lot in the field of dentistry, for I have lately experienced pain-free dentistry, a concept I could not have fathomed, even as late as the 1960s. However, let's go back a few more years to what might have been Sitka's first dentist, Dr. Harry Hutchins. Harry came to Sitka fresh out of Marquette University in 1920 and went on to become a stalwart in the Sitka community as he practiced his skill here for one half a century. Hutchins was a handsome man, and friends said he looked just like famous actor Spencer Tracy. A debonair suit and bow tie complemented Hutchins' signature look about town. For decades, Hutchins was the only dentist in Sitka, and he became well known around southeast Alaska as he traveled from town to town to perform dental work. He would journey to Chichikov Island to provide dental work to the gold miners using his portable dental chair. He would spend all day working on the miners' teeth and then stay up all night playing poker with them. Hutchins loved card games and could often be found playing poker or bridge with friends. Hutchins also enjoyed hunting, but always traveled with friends so they could hunt during the day and, of course, play cards by night. Ted Kettleson, one of Hutchins' favorite hunting buddies, regularly went to Harry's cabin at Telegraph Creek in Canada. One particularly harrowing trip almost took the lives of both men, along with two others. In December of 1930, Alfred Tilson, Captain Hugo Fredrickson, Hutchins, and Kettleson were traveling back to Sitka when their ship hit rough waters near Steamboat Channel. The ship's engine failed when water entered the ignition system. Waves swept the ship towards land and, despite the men's efforts, smashed it against a pinnacle rock. The men salvaged items from the wreck, including guns, food, ropes, and blankets. They rigged pockets out of the rope and blankets, which they used to anchor themselves to the rock for over 40 hours. Cold, weathered, and hungry on a Sunday morning, the men observed the mail ship, Estabeth, and shot off their guns with a hope that those on board would hear them. Thankfully, the captain and first mate did hear them and investigated. It was another hour before the ship was able to send a lifeboat to the bruised and battered men. Undaunted, the friends continued to go on hunting trips together for years. Hutchins' warm, outgoing nature extended to close friends and newcomers alike. One dentist remembers when he first came to Sitka and could afford only one dental chair for his new practice. Hutchins insisted he needed a second chair in order to build a successful practice, so Harry used his connections with the local bank to help the young dentist secure a loan. As a founding member of the First Bank of Sitka, Hutchins maintained a position on the board of directors, even after the National Bank of Alaska purchased the bank. For many years, Hutchins and his wife, Josephine, were active in the community, and his name appeared on many boards and councils. In his free time, he coached baseball and participated in bowling tournaments. Hutchins and Josephine socialized with some of the most notable citizens of Sitka, including well-known photographer E.W. Merrill. They even cared for Merrill towards the end of his life, making sure he was all right and eating properly. Hutchins passed away in 1975 and is buried in the Sitka National Cemetery. Although an unsung hero in Sitka's history, perhaps because few people really enjoyed going to the dentist, his larger-than-life personality, adventurous spirit, and generosity earned him a place in the hearts of those he befriended. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.